Sent me to the store one day, told me not to stay, fell in love with a pretty little gal, stayed till Christmas Day. Shoot that buffalo, shoot that low, shoot that buffalo. So at first you're having kind of this Yuletide tryst at the store, and then you're shooting buffalo. It was later explained to me that shooting the buffalo was a square dance call, so it kind of made sense after that. Anyway, Matt and I were talking about trying to do another banjo fiddle duet, more in the bluegrass style, so fiddle tune in A, I believe, is going to be. Matt, are you there? Matt, ascending the staircase.
He's off shooting ungulates. He'll be back in a minute.
Oh, okay. And here we go. Mr. MacLaser returns to the stage in fine pedals.
Having his picture taken by somebody and they trying to land up in the camera and said, Mr. Monroe, could you step back? He said, you step back.
A reporter from the New York Times was interviewing Bill Monroe at Bill Monroe's house and he was trying to make conversation and he looked up. There were all these Bill Monroe records up on the wall and the reporter said, you made all these records? I did. Did you make all these records? He goes, yes, I did. He goes, you really did? He goes, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm no Yankee.
Bill Monroe had a fiddle player in his later years called Tater Tate. And they were playing at a festival called the Mountaintop Festival. Tater was the fiddle player for the Bluegrass Boys at that point. And after this one particular set in the evening, it was, you know, after the sun had gone down and it was kind of in the dark. And Bill had stepped off backstage. He was kind of off in the dark about 20 yards off into this field. At the top of this mountain, just kind of looking up at the sky. And he's just back there for about 15 minutes, and Tater finally goes over to him to kind of figure out what's going on. And doesn't want to just say, what are you doing? He just kind of struck up a little conversation. Well, Bill, how are you doing tonight? Oh, fine. And Tater says, mighty big moon out there tonight, isn't there? And Bill says, what do you expect? We're on top of a mountain.
On the liner notes to bluegrass instrumentals, there's a tune called Tall Timber, a very fast tune, and Bill Monroe writes in the liner notes, he says, I tried to write a tune as close to another tune as I could, but still make it different, which I always try to imagine the compositional practice he was using. He played the original tune, and then he changed one note, and he said, no, it's still that tune. And then he changed two notes, and no, it's still the same tune. And how many do you, is there an algorithm where you change 17 notes and then it becomes another tune? All right, this is what's good.